Hi everybody, my name is Daria. Welcome to our podcast where we will talk about the influence of music on our happiness. Did you know that we listen to music almost 20 hours per week on average? Well, why do people spend so much time listening to music and how does it affect us? Today I am joined by my friends who are going to share their personal experience on why they enjoy listening to music. They are going to introduce themselves real quick.
Hi there, I'm Freddy.
Hey guys, I'm Anzo.
Hey, I'm Leo, and I'm going to start off with my experience. As Daria mentioned, music is often an important part of our lives and can influence our emotions. Personally, I love to perform music. I play the harp, and for me it is an opportunity to release some stress or express my emotions. Every day my emotions change, so I never play a musical piece exactly the same. Once I'm in the flow of the music, I completely forget about things that would normally worry me. Music provides kind of an escape of reality for a few moments. Only the movement of my fingers over the strings is kind of soothing for me. So, to speak, if I'm angry, I simply sit down and play a few of my favorite songs. When I play a new song, I'm of course committed to play the right tunes, but on the other side, I kind of want to discover my own version of this song and give it my signature. Therefore, in my opinion, the meaning of music is different for everyone. For example, there are always people who only perform on their own because they do not want to be bound to other musicians or even the stressing of notes. It gives them more freedom to express themselves. But I also think that if you have someone with whom you can play together, it shows a familiarity between those two. Even though I enjoy playing the harp on my own, it is even more fun for me to perform music with somebody else. In my case, I play together with my grandfather, or a friend who also plays the harp. So much can be expressed with music. It means so much to my grandfather when I take some of my time to spend with him, and in response to his happiness, I'm happy too. Besides the experience with my grandfather, I also play little concerts and to get positive feedback later because the people had a good time while listening to my music is just an amazing feeling. Not only because of the appreciation, but also because I caused someone else's happiness. Just like the saying that if you make someone else happy, you are happy yourself.
I think Leo's example is a really good one that just emphasizes how powerful music can be and how it can really affect our emotions. I actually have a similar experience when listening to music, since it can really change my mood. I'm pretty sure everybody has felt lost or sad at some point during this pandemic, and if I'm being quite honest, I feel that most of the time, especially at night. I just start to crush my self-esteem, really. And many people now may think, well, that's pretty normal, we all have those feelings. Let me put it differently. During this lockdown, the screen time on my mobile phone has gone through the roof, since I'm pretty sure everybody knows we are trapped at home, so you can imagine how many hours I spend on social media. While surfing through Instagram and co, I see dozens of pretty girls who seem to have it all. I am instantly comparing myself to them and this toxic, deformed picture of woman. I will cry over the fact that I'm not feeling pretty enough, not feeling skinny enough, and overall the feeling of just not being enough. I'm literally drowning myself in self-doubt. But the one thing that always gets me out of that hole is my happy music. I just need to put on some of my favorite songs by Harry Styles, ABBA or Dua Lipa, and I'm in a good mood already. Listening to Dancing Queen by ABBA or Golden by Harry Styles is literally my cure for everything. I mean, come on. You cannot be sad while listening to these songs, right? Also, it really does help me a lot with my confidence. Let me give you another example. Right before live lectures, where I know I'll have to participate and eventually talk in front of people, I'll always have to listen to those songs in order to act confident in live sessions. Otherwise, I would not be able to say a word. I am feeling more confident and empowered when listening to these songs. Music is just my constant companion, you know? It just puts me in a good mood, gives me confidence, and overall, just makes me happier.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there, Freddy. Sometimes for me, it is not even a specific song or a song in general that pushes or helps me, but a certain artist. I have some artists that I can connect with on a personal level, as they sing about issues, problems, or thoughts that I encounter myself very often. And I know what you're thinking. Of course, everyone has that artist they can relate to. But in this case, I want to refer to a certain topic in music, which is homosexuality. Two of my absolute favorite artists are Troye Sivan and Hayley Kiyoko. They both identify themselves as gay and are part of the LGBTQ+ community. They both incorporate their experiences and issues they face into their music. As I am a part of that community too, I'm really glad that there are artists who speak up about those struggles and different experiences, as it gives me the opportunity to find myself in their music. Just to give you an example, in one of Troye's songs called Heaven, he portrays the conflict between the standards and opinions of society and his own feelings. Troye's conclusion is that heaven is not something he wants if it means that he can't be himself there, which he explicitly states in the last two lines of the chorus, which say, "So if I'm losing a piece of me, maybe I don't want heaven." Additionally, this music makes other people aware of the struggles and opens the possibility for conversation. It is hard to explain, or maybe to understand for that matter, but listening to their music fills me with happiness because I know there are people who understand what I'm going through a lot of the time. And it doesn't really matter if the song is sad or happy, it just makes me feel included, understood, and less lonely.
Absolutely, Anzo. Music has the ability not only to bond social groups, but also to bring generations together. For me, happiness is when all of a sudden an old song is playing that my grandma has taught me. Or even when a song has the power to turn into a hymn where every single person knows all the words despite their age. I found myself in situations in which a song filled me with great memories and had the power to remind me of a person, a place, time, or simply just the feeling of joy. It only takes one song to bring back millions of memories, such as me dancing with my dance crew. To me, the most beautiful moment is when people who suffer from dementia can recall memories just by listening to a song, and then they are acting as they were back in time. Music causes them to remember their most powerful and outstanding memories, which makes them feel and live better despite the lack of being able to communicate properly. So if words fail. Although most people have a preference of the type of music they listen to, each culture can agree that the tunes are an important part of their identity. Music makes it easier to unite and relate to others who are different than ourselves. Therefore, music is universal. Also due to the fact that everyone understands the language of music, whether it's sad or happy. I, for one, am the happiest at a concert, where I can feel the energy and have a great time with my friends. Stevie Wonder put this phenomenon of music into great words. Music, at its essence, is what gives us memories, and the longer a song has existed in our lives, the more memories we have of it. All right, this will mark the end of today's podcast. So a huge thank you to my friends for sharing their personal experience on how music influences both our lives and happiness.
Do you play an instrument like I do?
Or do you have a happy song that pushes your self-esteem like my music does?
Or do you have song texts from certain artists you can identify yourself with like I do?
Or do you feel nostalgic while listening to old music which brings back happy memories like me? Now, most importantly, we actually want to know why music makes you happy. Thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to turn in next time.
And don't forget to stay golden.